We're here at the Bayer Crop Science Tent at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. With me is Randy Myers. Randy, introduce yourself for me, please.
Hi, I'm Randy Myers. I'm the product manager for our broadacre fungicides, such as Stratego Yield, Prosaro, and Cereals, so a broad range of different products that are used on corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Okay, well, tell us about, let's start with Stratego Yield. What tell us about this and why you think it's a good thing for farmers to use?
Well, Stratego Yield is a product that's been around for a few years, and it's a nice blend of two different modes of action, so it has a good, strong activity and brings a lot of different strengths to the marketplace. Now, one of the things that's a little different is there's a change in the timing of the application. There's that tassel application where most fungicides go out on corn, but more and more growers are making application earlier in the season. So they're going out in their fields, and in most corn fields, they're making an application of a post-emergence herbicide. Well, at that timing, they can go out with a fungicide as well. It's a less expensive application timing because the application cost is already there. There's no additional cost to spray the fungicide. And a lot of people will say, well, why would I spray a fungicide then? I don't see any disease. Well, there's two different things that are going on that you're trying to deal with. What you're trying to do is trying to protect the middle part of the plant from disease. A lot of these diseases, they survive in the residue in the soil. We have no-till, and we have all this residue on top of the soil. That's where a lot of these fungi survive, and that's where the inoculum's produced. Now, it doesn't have wings or legs, but it can't just jump to the middle of the canopy. The middle of the canopy is what you really want to protect. That's where the yield potential comes from. But if the disease is it wants to work up the plant, if we create a barrier, keeping the disease from the bottom part of the plant so it can't use that as a stepping stone for the higher canopies, that's critical. So we delay the onset of those diseases. A really critical thing, though, is protecting the stalk integrity. When a lot of those diseases come in early, and we want to keep those pathogens out of the stalk. Sometimes we have these pathogens, they can live in the stalk, they're called endophytes, they just live there and not cause a problem. But later in the season, as a plant starts to utilize the carbon and nutrients from the stalk, it weakens it, and these things that are living there can become pathogenic, attack the stalk, and cause stalk rots. That's an issue. When you are going through a field in the fall, for instance, combining, a grower doesn't pay by the acre. He's burning fuel with his combine by the hour. So if you can put more acres through in that time, your fuel cost goes down. So that's a direct response, a return on your investment by the use of your fungicides. So all these things rolled together, this early application has become a hot topic, and more growers are using it to protect their crops and ensure they get the best return on these huge investments costs they have. I mean, the fuel, the land rent, seed, all that's very expensive, and trying to get the most off that acre with those high input costs, that is a critical factor for the survival of and profitability for growers across the Midwest.
Well, and obviously, give me an example. You said that we've been using this for a couple of years now. So tell me about, like, this growing season in particular. How did the weather that we had this year and the conditions, you know, the little bit of late planting, how does that specifically help in that particular situation?
Well, that's a great question. And partly, you know, we're talking about this year in particular. But the thing is, a lot of our work, we take averages, and so I say, well, what, so that they can extrapolate to what's normal. But the problem is, ask your grower when the last time we had a normal year was. Every year seems to be abnormal. This year, it was a little bit abnormal. We had some wet spring. It wasn't as bad as last year for delayed planting, and then it turned dry in some areas. But one of the hallmarks for this year from our previous years was the cooler temperatures. So the disease spectrum shifts. Northern corn leaf blight is a real problem all across Iowa. Well, typically it's a late season disease, and this year, because of cool temperatures, it moved in earlier. And gray leaf spot, which is usually the biggest disease, likes the hotter temperatures, didn't have it this year, so gray leaf spot was not the same problem. So the thing shifts. But, so this year, what a lot of, we'll wait till yield and harvest and so see what the full impact is, but a lot of growers have been talking about the difference they're seeing between the treated early and the untreated early. And look at the difference in the stand and the thickness in the stalk, the health. There's a big difference out there in a lot of growers' fields, and it's difficult to say what a grower is going to see because it may depend upon what's endemic in his field, but the differences in the yield, they're consistent with these applications, and I think growers will be very happy that they took that route when the season's over.
Well, besides Stratego, what other products did you want to mention?
Well, we have got some great other products, but they're for wheat. Stratego Yield is our primary fungicide that we promote for both corn and soybeans. Prosaro is the number one fungicide in the United States for broad disease control in cereals. So it's a great product to have. One more thing, though, that we're also talking to certain growers about is Proline use in, depends if it's corn or soybeans. If it's soybeans and you've got a problem with white mold, you've got to do something early in the season and something special for white mold, and Proline is a great product for that. And in corn, if you have a concern about mycotoxins, so if you have fungi attacking your ears and you're feeding this grain or silage to dairy cattle or something, or hogs, then mycotoxins can have a real impact on the finishing time for your hogs and their rate of gain. So you want to make sure you have high-quality grain. And if that's your primary concern, Proline is an excellent fungicide to help ensure that you can maintain that quality for the feeding of your livestock.
Excellent. And, of course, if growers want to find out more about the offerings from Bayer Crop Science, what should they do?
Well, they can go right to our website and get wonderful information, BayerCropScienceUS.com. And there's all kinds of links for our broad portfolio.
Right. It's very user-friendly, easy to find products, or easy to find by crop, however you want to do it. All right. Thank you so much, Randy, here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.